We're delighted to say we now speak to Becky Trotman from the company. Good morning, Becky.
Morning, James.
So your response to Joanne?
I think, firstly, we very much need to apologise to Joanne and any of our customers, any of your listeners who aren't satisfied with the service that they've received from us. In the last couple of months, you know, obviously all of this problem really started back before Christmas. You know, we've been receiving around triple the number of calls that we usually would into our call centre. So on Wednesday of this week, we had over 1,500 calls. And we've got staff working overtime. We've got people coming in when they should be on leave to try and reduce wait times. But we do understand that if people have got sewage flooding in their homes, outside of their homes, you know, any wait time is really too long. We're naturally having to prioritise our customers, so those people that have had internal sewer flooding have been taking priority, and that's not to say that Joanne and the others aren't important, but we do naturally have to prioritise.
So when can the people of Chertsey expect this problem to be fixed?
Well, there's potentially two problems along East Worth Road in Chertsey. So the first is a possible sewer collapse. And we had some engineers go out earlier this week and identify that they believe that to be a problem. So our next step with that side of things now is to get some CCTV cameras, put them inside the sewer network and check out what's going on. Unfortunately, until the levels in the sewer actually drop, we're not able to do this. We can't go putting people and equipment into manholes that are full to the top with water. And so we do need to wait, unfortunately, for the levels to drop. Second part of the problem is that our sewer network, as it has across our region, has been inundated with water from the nearby river and also groundwater. So the sewer system is only really designed to take wastewater away from local businesses and local homes. And unfortunately, it's just completely flooded our network. And until that water starts receding, unfortunately, there is very little we can do at the moment. To some of the things that we've been trying to do to alleviate the problem here, we've gone out and put some sandbags around some of the problematic manholes. So this is to try and, they will obviously allow a certain amount of water through, but that's to try and stop some of the solid items, the more unsightly things, getting through into people's gardens. And we've also had a tanker on the street to pump out some of the excess water. But unfortunately, we've had to stand this tanker down as we had a number of complaints from people in the area of the noise that the tanker was making. So we are trying to do everything we can sort of under these difficult circumstances. And once the water levels do drop, then there will be more that we can do.
But when can they expect it to be fixed?
Like I say, we're very much at the mercy of the weather, the river and the groundwater. And so to be able to put a date on that is completely impossible at the moment. I don't think anybody is able to give a comprehensive answer as to when all this flood water is going to go away.
Becky, I know we should mention the concerns over the Stepsgate pumping station. You say it's working. Local residents keep telling us it's not.
The pumping station is working. It's just got an awful lot more water going to it than it can cope with. And again, that extra water is from the nearby river and from groundwater. So we've got two pumps housed at the pumping station in Stepgates, and both of those are working. We've got an engineer going out regularly to check that they are still working, and they're also linked up to a remote monitoring system. So if there was to be any problem at the pumping station, then we would know about it straight away and could get somebody out to go and look at it. Appreciate that from the residents' point of view, it's you know, an easy assumption to make that the pumping station isn't working. But I can assure you that it is. It's just a case of the network having far, far, far more water in it than that pumping station was ever designed to deal with.
Was Thames Water prepared for this much rainfall? And have any lessons been learned?
I think it's fair to say we're experiencing some really extreme circumstances at the moment. And, you know, of course, there are things that we could have done better. We've had some really positive feedback from many of our customers, but obviously we have had negative feedback as well. And I think it's fair to say that we really need to look at this feedback once things have returned to normal. Main focus for now really is dealing with the situation that we're in, trying to do everything we can for our customers, and working with the other authorities, local authority, environment agency, because obviously this is a multi-agency approach and we all need to make sure we're doing what we can.
Becky, it's lovely to talk to a real person rather than just have to read out a statement. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks very much, James.
Becky Trotman from Thames Water.